The Chilkoot Indian Association completed construction of a bridge this week at its trailhead on 3rd Avenue, just north of Deshue Drive. The trailhead provides access to a network of trails on the tribe's land. Nick Kokotovich is the tribe's transportation coordinator. He says that Chilkoot Indian Association, or CIA, has put in just over 2 miles of trails in and around its subdivision.
We're looking for new areas. We have plans. We've been in talks with people that own private land and the borough to put a trail out to Jones Point and going that way right through the fairgrounds.
The trail would increase access to Jones Point by providing pedestrian access from the subdivision. The tribe is also looking at building a trail along a portion of a decommissioned pipeline that used to transport fuel from Haines to Fairbanks.
If we did put a trail on the pipeline corridor, it would be a motorized trail. All the rest of our trails are non-motorized.
Recently, CIA partnered with the Haynesboro to start work on a trail along Portage Cove and make improvements to Clinkett Park that will make it ADA accessible. Meanwhile, the tribe is working on a float for the Portage Cove dock, which it purchased from Clukwan Incorporated in February using federal transportation funds.
Our float for it is down in Hoonah right now. It just got refurbished, sandblasted, new paint, new protective coatings on it. We're going to put a new deck on it, and this summer we're going to open it up for private yacht use and smaller cruise ships.
The Portage Cove dock hasn't been in use for 5 years. The Chilkat Indian village of Clukwan used it to tie up its excursion catamaran called the Chilkat Express. Kokotovich says CIA's float will be installed at the dock this spring and be open for business by the 1st of May. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.